Hi, and welcome to the Mouse and More podcast. My name is Mark, and I'm joined this evening by my fellow co-hosts, Adam, Liza, Chris, Tony, and my lovely wife, Bridget. How is everybody doing today?
We're actually
doing good, Mark.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Excellent.
Great.
And our topic tonight is kind of fun. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
This or that. Well, no, I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. No, this or that. So we have a selection of options, and you have to decide what you would choose.
So the idea was that you have a set amount of money. Like the first question is you have $25, and you have to assume everyone in your party also has $25, but you're making the decision. So, and we got a ton of interaction on the Facebook private group with these questions. They were really fun to do. And I think they're kind of interesting to sort of get into people's heads and, you know, kind of see how they like to plan their trips and how they like to travel and what's important to them. So we started with a small amount. We started with $25. So we said, say you have $25 to spend. Again, it's the same amount for each person in your party. Which do you pick? So I'm going to start with Liza. I'm going to get the troublemaker out of the way first. Liza, what would you buy with your $25?
So I can buy anything with my $25.
Yes. Anything you want as long as it's legal.
Oh, all right. Well, let me rethink that. No, I'm joking. Okay. With my $25, I would do the behind the seats tour.
Really? How much is that?
And then like $25?
It's about
hopefully it's $25 or less.
You know, and you can go a couple bucks higher because you
can. I don't
can
think I would
much.
Have to.
You could earn a little extra money with that sign spinning job on the side.
Mouse More Podcast. Check it out.
Podcast. Check it out.
Yeah, okay. I think all that right. would be about it. I mean, okay. I really want to do that.
Yeah, children are 20, and at one point there used to be a AAA discount, annual pass holder discount, all sorts of discounts available too.
An AARP discount?
Possibly. I got the bag. I'm now in the AARP after hitting 50.
That's awesome. Very nice. Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Okay, since Tony might die before this podcast ends, what do you have, Tony?
I'm sorry, can you speak up? I guess you want me to go now?
Kind of.
Maybe.
With $25, I don't think there's any question as to what I'm going to spend out of the choices on this question. And that would be 5 Mickey bars.
I like it.
I doubt that I'm going to spread it out over 5 days. I might just eat all 5 Mickey bars in one sitting.
Okay. Well, you've got 25 to blow. Go crazy.
Yeah. And I'll take $25 from my kids for tomorrow. I don't care.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna hoard the Mickey bars, is what you're saying.
No, I'm gonna enjoy them as I I do not like the fact that they are you know, continually going up every year, because I remember when like $2.50 used to get you a Mickey bar. So
they're
continuously
going up.
They go up every year. It's like ticket prices.
Yeah. But like, you by know, how much?
50 cents here, a quarter there.
It's just a tiny bit. It's enough so that you don't really notice it unless you're, you know, you know, comparing it from like 3 years ago to now, you're like, oh, that's a lot more.
I would notice a 50 cents.
Yeah. Not everybody does, though. And it's kind of like the parking thing. Like, I think it's interesting how, isn't it at a moderate, the parking is $18 a night? That could go to 20
sure.
really easily, right? You know, it's like you wouldn't really notice 18 to 20. Oops. Anyway.
And I don't think, you know, with something like the Mickey bar, you don't notice it unless you're buying it by itself. Because if you're a family of four and you go to buy a Mickey bar and a, you know, a strawberry bar and whatever, and they tell you $20, it's like, okay, you know, that's right. the cost. But when you buy it by itself and the guy tells you, or young lady tells you, you know, $5, that's $5.
Right.
That's a $5.
You know, I'm not getting change off of this.
Right.
And for the record, Behind the Seeds tour is $25.
Wow, Liza, you're good.
Yeah, and I think Adam and I confirmed that about 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, you did.
She just didn't.
No, you did, but you guys talked over one another, so I was not sure that if the listeners would understand, it's $25.
Here's the deeper thing. She just doesn't trust men. Leave her alone, okay?
With good reason.
Well, that's not fair.
That's
and
true.
I apologize for talking over Adam, because my miracle ear goes in and out sometimes.
Is your oatmeal lumpy tonight?
Occasionally it is.
Oh.
I wash it down prune juice and I'm okay.
Oh, good, good. Just make sure that life alert's charged.
Tony, that was you sitting next to the queen at the wedding, right?
It was.
That's what I thought. It was.
I forgot you watched that.
Liza, didn't you say that Adam sent you a text that said he's getting up at 4 a.m. to watch the royal wedding and he's got jelly donuts?
Yeah, I was talking to him on the phone and he said, I got to go. I'm waking up at 4 in the morning and I got this jelly donut I got to eat real quick because it's going to go bad if I don't eat it.
Yes, so the jelly donut does not last overnight. Some donuts do, but the jelly donut does not. So I had to eat that one before I went to bed.
But he
I did watch the royal wedding. Yes, I did.
Did you get up that early?
Yes, I did. I watched it with my mother, and
she was happy that I did. She was. Not really.
But he never considered refrigeration for the donut.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Donuts must be fresh. They must be fresh.
Yeah, but you could reheat it in the oven or something.
Not
a jelly donut.
Wrong.
Maybe not a jelly donut, actually. You're right. I didn't think about that. I'd never buy jelly donuts, so I don't know.
Wait a minute. What were you doing yesterday morning? Not only did she get donuts, she had them delivered to her house. And the thing said, the instruction said, leave them on the porch.
I said, just knock and leave them. I don't want to, have to interact.
Who delivers donuts?
I know. Where do I
can't have anything delivered. It's the American way.
Was it did you use Postmates or is this?
It's Waiter app. It's an app I have on my phone. I can't have food delivered from any restaurant or any donut place in my town.
Now, see, Tony, Mark, Chris, apps are things on phones. And they do extra things for you.
There's
that you normally would have to do by using a phone book.
Let me tell you, if there was a donut delivery service around here, I would know about it.
I would know.
It's just
well.
An app. They'll go get it anywhere. Any donut place you want.
There's no way someone's delivering donuts to my house. I live near nothing at all.
Yeah, you got to just check to see if Postmates or like Liza said, Waiter's app, right? Mm-hmm. Works in your area.
I can barely get a pizza delivered here.
Sad.
Well, you guys should check out the Waiter app because, Mark, donuts could be right at your fingertips, and know it this whole time.
This is something I did not need to know right before summer.
Adam, you can make fun of me for not having a donut delivery service out here, but when you leave your neighborhood, are there llamas and goats and donkeys outside? No, they're not. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
Because I do have the cutest baby donkey that lives around for me.
Aww.
He's adorable. He lives with a goat and a sheep.
Cute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They're friends.
They're totally friends. They'll come up to the car, too. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yeah, we've gone off on us sometimes.
There's no point in this, right? I mean, okay. I don't even know where we were.
It's all right.
So
Tony finished.
My fault.
Tony finished. And let's go to, we've done Liza, we've done Tony. Let's go to Adam, the young voice of reason whose brain cells are still firing, the proper way. Go ahead. Don't disappoint us, son.
All right. So are we limited to what the answers were in the question?
You can do your own answer.
No, I said behind the scenes.
No, okay. Yeah. You can do your own answer, and then I'm going to tell you what everyone said, the listener said.
Oh, okay, because I was a little confused. So if I had $25 to spend, it would probably be however many Dole Whip floats I can get with that. Or it's always about food, right, isn't it? Because I don't really care about souvenirs. So it would have to be the bowls at Satouli Canteen. And you could probably get, one of those and then a drink for less than $25, right?
Right.
I probably should have looked that up before I said that, but there's no way that stuff's over that much. Has to be less.
No, I think you're okay.
A bowl at the canteen is like $11.50, $12, $11.
And then you can go get a Dole Whip.
$13, and then the drink. They have that. What's that drink that they have there? That was Pandoran Sunrise. Yeah. That's another $4.50. So there you go. And then I got some pocket change. Perfect. That's what I would do.
Hmm. All right. What about you, Mark?
I know exactly what I would do. I would go to Trader Sam's Grog Grotto, and I would purchase myself a shrunken zombie head with a souvenir mug for $25.
It's $25 for that?
Yes.
Wow.
With the souvenir mug.
Yeah, you get the special mug.
Yeah, I'm in. And I would go for Nautilus, but the Nautilus is 50.
Well, and they won't serve it to just one person, right? You have to have two people. And so,
what?
You could get Adam to go with you.
Or if you could get you and Bridget put your 25 together, then you guys could do it.
That is the way you could do it.
Yeah,
they're not gonna. The kids are fine. It's Disney. Just leave them at the pool.
Leave them in the hot tub. Leave them in the hot tub.
Right, someone will watch them. All right, Bridget, what about you?
I would probably go to. I'm thinking I want to go to Nomad Lounge because I have been there.
You'll like it.
I'd either get a glass of wine or some kind of specialty cocktail and just enjoy myself if I'm by myself. Without my children.
That's never going to happen. Well, you actually need to do that.
That'll never happen.
It's like no light at the end of the night. No, you're stuck with them. Not going anywhere.
They're
going
to be 32. Mom! Mom!
Yeah, somehow I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Fine. All right, I'm going to finish up this one, and I will tell you that I would probably get a quarter of a massage in honor of Adam.
Oh, my God.
So I figure I've got $25. Someone could massage one of my arms. There, you're welcome, Adam.
Arm? Shoulder.
And maybe a little of my neck.
Yes. No, I mean, no, actually, for me, I probably would just go, like, I don't know, eat pizza at Via Napoli. That's a $25 meal. I mean, I'm predictable, I know. Okay, and I just want to say that what the listeners did on the Facebook page, so we on this question we got 167 responses, and 129 of them said a budget lunch at Food and Wine, so that's four items, and 17 of them said they went with Mark and Bridget and the other drinkers, and they said they want a drink at a lounge, and they would include the tip. Tony had 17 like-minded folks who, I'm sorry, 16 like-minded folks who said Mickey bars. 12 said magic bands, like a specialty magic band. And four people, and I'm surprised Adam didn't say this, said they would leave it for mousekeeping. Aww. For arranging their stuffed animals so neatly on the bed.
If they did.
Those are good people.
Those are good.
They're better people than me.
I think that they're definitely on Santa's good list.
Yeah. I will leave something nice at the beginning of the week and then write a note saying, give me, pass along some chocolates or some bottled water or something, and they usually come pull through for me. So.
You're just like, you're so demanding. You're like, I need the shampoo.
I don't say like, I shouldn't say need. I should have said, you know, I asked nicely.
That's actually a great idea. And but I don't know about All-Star music.
They do that.
They're not giving you at the All-Stars.
Mark, I found this Nautilus mug thing that you get that drink in. That thing's awesome.
It's cool, isn't it?
It's got everything in it. You know what? We should all go there in July when we're crashing the campies vacation.
I know, but we could, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's not bore people with our travel plans. Let's go ahead and go on to the next one. So the next one is $100. So I'm going to start with Bridget this time because she had to wait a while. Bridget, what would you do with $100? You have to spend it.
Buy something for your husband.
What?
You can buy him a souvenir over at the launch pad.
He deserves it. He's a nice guy.
No. No, we're not doing that. I don't know. I think maybe I would probably spend it on something like special. So like maybe like a dessert party or like what else? Or like a party ticket. Something that I wouldn't normally spend it on.
Wait,
you know what
how
I mean?
Much money is it?
$100.
Oh, $100. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then with the leftovers, I'll get myself a glass of wine.
Well, some of the dessert parties include wine, I think, don't they?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, the Star Wars one has some fantastic beverages with it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think I'd do that. I think that would be the best use of it. So
I like that.
Something unique and different. Something to add.
Something you normally wouldn't get to do.
Right.
Okay, what about you, Liza?
I would spend my $100 at the Pandora store and get a charm.
Now, how much is one charm, like the average charm there?
It varies, but I'm going to say the average charm is probably going to cost you around $50.
Okay, so you could get one for each daughter and add it to your gigantic bracelet.
Could.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The good ones are usually like between 50 and 65.
Yeah.
Because your own personal style is very minimalist, so I don't really see you wearing a Pandora charm.
It's not my style at all. I would never really wear it. I just have it because it was, I don't know, somebody bought them for me and then got me some charms. And then I just thought, well, I'll just add to it and I'll get a charm every time I go. And then I figured when my kids were older, they might like them.
Right. I've seen people who have like three or four of them and they're totally full. And I'm like, that's like an infinity gauntlet. Bam.
It's a lot.
Not really. Okay. I love that movie.
But they
have
some really cute ones. They've got the Spaceship Earth one. And they do have really cute ones. I got one in Disneyland for the 60th when I was out there. And
you know what? That's what I would buy, an Infinity Gauntlet.
What's that?
Oh, you need to see the Infinity Wars movie.
What's that?
Never mind. Okay.
Did you say what's that?
Is that like that new Superman movie or Spider-Man movie?
It is. It's,
okay. Sort of never mind. Not seen it.
I'm trying to figure out a way to see it a third time.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I tried to do it this weekend, but my daughter was not having it. So, okay.
I just want to watch Steel Magnolias again. That's all I care about.
That's a good movie. Okay. What about you, Tony? Where are you going with this?
I'm investing in a park hopper.
I like that.
I'm going to start my day at a park, make some early morning fast pass reservations, and then hit as many parks as I can in the afternoon and evening.
Okay, I like that. And Tony, by the way, that was mine too, so I don't have to go now. okay, what about you, Adam?
I would do one of the parties. Well, I would do the Christmas party. I'm not. Those are probably around $100. I've never done one of them.
It depends, but
depends on
closed.
What day. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would go for whatever one is $100 or less. That's the one I would go to.
All right. I like it. They're so much fun.
I would stuff my face with the cookies.
All right. Well, you got to get your money's worth.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. And last but not least, Mark.
I would go to the Star Wars dessert party.
Ooh. Would you go alone so you could really experience it by yourself?
No, I would bring it. You know, it's a lot. We've done 2 years in a row. I really liked it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I didn't know you've done it before. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've done it twice. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I love it. I thought it was great.
All right. So just so you know what the listeners thought, I will go ahead and tell you. And we gave them some set choices. So 107 people said they would buy a party ticket. 43 people said they would buy a park hopper. And only 6 said they would buy a Pandora charm.
Oh, but we did get 6.
Okay, so our next one is the big one. It's $5,000. It's a pretty big jump. What would you do with $5,000, Tony?
For me, I'm going to the beach club for 4 nights with the 4-day hoppers for 4 people, $5,100. That way I get the benefit of walking distance to 2 parks, don't have to waste time traveling. I get possibly the coolest pool on property and pretty nice digs as far as amenities go.
That's not a possibly. That is the coolest pool on property.
I might disagree, but just out of spite. Well, I might disagree out of spite.
Obviously,
anyway,
that's what it is.
Okay, Adam, what do you think?
Well, I didn't do the math. Sorry.
That's okay.
There was some options, and 4 nights at beach club, dining plan, 4-day hoppers, group of 4. I mean, I don't know. I guess can I go to the Grand Floridian or Polynesian instead?
You can. You could do the Grand Floridian. I don't know if you could do the Poly for that close, just because, you know, it's usually a little pricier.
Or if I can't do that, I would do a private VIP tour.
Oh,
I thought about that, but
that is a little less than 5. But you do need to pay for park tickets too for everybody. So,
right.
I guess when you add that in together, plus you got to tip the tour guide. Maybe you want to eat lunch somewhere. I'm trying to stretch my dollar as much as possible. If you can't tell,
that's easily a $5,000 day.
I would probably do that.
Okay, that's a good one. It's interesting. I mean, Liza and I have both done VIP tours at Disney World, courtesy of our jobs. It is kind of impressive. If you ever get a chance to do it, obviously take the opportunity. I didn't think it was absolutely. It didn't blow my mind like doing something like Club 33.
Yeah.
You know. But it was definitely nice, and it was a nice gesture of the people who took us on it. So that was really nice. Okay. What about you, Bridget? Bridget was on that tour too, out in Disneyland. We did it together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
That was fun. Yeah. I was thinking of a VIP tour.
Okay.
But I'm going to change my mind, and I'm going to do an Adventures by Disney.
Ooh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe California, do the Disneyland one.
Right.
It would have to be in the U.S.
Yeah. I wouldn't do the New York long weekend because I'm there enough. So, yeah, I'd do Disneyland, I think, because I think they do that whole thing with Lucasfilms and...
Yeah, that looks amazing. You get all kinds of access to the archives. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Are we talking about for one person or for four people?
Well, the assumption is you have... Well, okay, we're just going to play along and she's going by herself.
We're
gonna
let you go.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe
but that
two.
Would be amazing. Well, Adam, you priced out what the cost would be for one person, right?
Yeah, that five night, I think
the
it
five
is.
Five night one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's $3,300 a person.
So
a person.
I can't tell you how desperately I wanted to book that because I thought to myself, well, it's more than a year out. I could probably pay it off in time. But then I thought, yeah. I mean, I think it would be amazing. And I've had friends who've done that years ago, like some, whatever similar one they had like 3 or 4 years ago. And they loved it. But yeah, Bridget, I'm right there with you. I would probably do something. In fact, that actually was mine too. I wanted to do that one in LA. So.
Yeah.
But if you're by yourself, I mean, because it would have to be by yourself because otherwise it would be more than the five.
Yeah, I couldn't. Well,
right. Yeah. I could like spot myself $1,000 and then, you know, bring a friend.
We could go together and pay our own way.
Right.
Be like, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because then you could each go and then have an extra $1,000 to spend. Yeah.
The other one I thought about was the Italy one because so I'm pretty comfortable in Europe, but I think the access that they have in Italy is pretty amazing. I would love to go see because the way they describe it is you go to the Vatican and, you know, normally during regular hours in the Vatican, you're literally crushed with other people and you can't enjoy it. But with Disney, because they have after hours access, you know, you could literally lay on your back and take a picture of the ceiling. Nobody's going to bother you, you know. So that kind of access, I think, would be incredibly, you know, just amazing. But maybe someday, you know, maybe. Liza, what about you?
I am going to take the $5,000 and I'm going to spend it in Disneyland, on a Disneyland vacation. And I'm going to go whenever they have all the overlays. So, yeah, I'm going to spend it. I'm going to stay in the Disneyland hotel. I'm going to get a room with a view. And probably, that'll probably cover about 3 nights.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Fantastic.
Okay. And last but not least, especially in Bridget's heart, what about you, Mark?
And I would definitely do the 4-night Disney cruise. Definitely.
Oh, that would
be
awesome.
We've never done one. I would love to do one, and that would be a perfect opportunity.
Do you not know what she's been up to lately?
There's talk. There's talk.
There's talk, yeah. Oh, did I ruin the surprise? I'm really bad about that. Kidding.
No. Yeah, there's talk that we're going to do the Bermuda one. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
In October.
Because it's right out of New York, right?
Yeah.
So that would be super convenient for y'all.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Like we would, my mom and like our families would go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. The in-laws, Mark.
Wait, hey, I just have to warn you that, you know, Adam's kind of a vacation crasher. So just so you know.
Yeah,
just saying.
Sure. Just hop right on there.
He's so going on that trip with you now.
I know.
I just want you to know.
I found a rate. It's not that
Uncle
bad.
Uncle Mark, Uncle Adam is coming. Can I just tell you that Adam is exceptionally good with children? Just so you know, babysitting.
That's going to be fantastic. Great because when we abandon Adam with the children, it's going
to
work out really well.
Adam will be into it because he'll be like, "Oh, good, now I can do some of the stuff I can't do without kids." So, because Adam has the exact problem. Adam has access to everything Adam could want, except. You know, maybe he's uncomfortable writing teacups alone or cars. No, whatever. You know, so
Everyone's right.
Totally going to borrow your children. Okay. All right. I think this was a good one. I just so everyone knows, we had how many responses? We had 278 responses on this one. So it was a really fun question. And out of those, 119 people said they would take the long value vacation of 8 nights with a 10-day base ticket and the dining plan for a family of four. That's a pretty good deal. You could do that for $5,100.
Nice.
86 people said they would stay at French Quarter with the regular dining plan. That's a typo. It should say regular dining plan with 5-day hopper for just under 5,000. So that's a nice deal. Although Beach Club comes in pretty close, and that's 4 nights with the dining plan and the 4-day hopper for $5,167. Some people would do a 4-night Disney cruise with their family. I think that's awesome. Like 20 or 15 people did that. And then, and we had a practical one on there just to throw, you know, a wrench into everything. 3 people said they're going to put it into their kids' college fund because they're a grown up. So anyway, people, we respect you and thank you for sending your kids to college, because our kids aren't going to be able to go.
Yeah,
so no.
They're going to get a loan like I did.
Like, right. Well, they, for me, like I did, Uncle Sam will help you pay for college. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is put on the green uniform for 3 years, or a blue one, you know, whatever you prefer. Get the green one. Actually, it's kind of deserty now. Okay, well, I think that clears us up. Do you want anyone else have anything else to say?
Nope.
Nothing? Because you know what? Before Mark and Bridget got on the show, then the last one, you all had all your stuff to say, which is all inappropriate, and poor Liza's going to have to cut all of it out.
I might not cut all of it out.
Yes.
We always miss the good stuff.
We do. I know. You guys knew why. Because you guys are so nice and wholesome.
Yeah, we had a ukulele concert.
Yeah.
Not many people can say that.
He's your kid playing the ukulele.
He is indeed. I hope my hope is that someday he'll play at Ohana. That's my
goal. Is he going to turn Samoan?
Samoan.
That would be
so
great.
Kind of dark. I don't know.
What's the famous ukuleleist?
Huh?
The big Hawaiian guy.
Where over the, that oh, guy?
Yeah.
Is he?
Unfortunately, he has passed.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Long time
ago. Long time ago.
Well, his song lives on because you can't turn around without hearing it in Hawaii.
Oh.
Which is good because it's a good song, but still. And there are a lot of rainbows there.
I should have went to Hawaii.
With your 5, you could have gone to Hawaii.
I didn't even think of that.
That's where I want to go to Hawaii.
We got to
rent a car and go around and stay in Aulani for a little bit and then just explore the island.
Okay, you should definitely do that. They have travel agent rates, just so you know.
Yeah.
They have a lot of availability. Like, I'm always surprised. So we got distracted. I am always surprised that there's always a ton of DVC availability at Aulani. So
they have discounts for Disneyland pass holders for Aulani, like myself.
Yeah, that's closer.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Thank you for the geography lesson, Liza.
It's closer than New York.
Stop, girl.
Well, you know.
Okay. All right, we should close this up. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, all the social media places. We love to hear responses from everybody. And we thank you for listening to us tonight. And leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. And we will talk to you next time.
Yeah, leave us a good one.
A good one.
Yeah.
Rock.
And then grab your friend's phone. On their phone too.
Right. Oh, your mom's phone.
Because she won't know what you're doing. Because she won't be able to work it.
What is this? What did I just give 5 stars to?
Don't worry about it, Ma.
All right. Okay, well, good night.
All right, good night,
bye,
everybody.
Talk to you soon.